You are listening to the Mission Matters Podcast Network, where we amplify the stories of entrepreneurs, executives, and experts.
Hey, everybody. This is your hostess, Lakeisha Mazur, and welcome to the Business Basics Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk about being virtually impressive versus being a virtual hot mess. That's right, audience. I am revealing to you some Zoom business basics. Now, for me, I would say it started the very first time I had to actually do Zoom. And full disclosure, for the most part, I found the opportunity to ignore Zoom as much as possible. Now, when Zoom came around, and I'm pretty sure Zoom was always around, but Zoom did also pick up speed, as well as other webinar meeting platforms, also known as video conferencing software, during the pandemic. Now, there was a rash of people buying better video web cameras. There was a rush of people buying backgrounds. Backgrounds like green screens, black backgrounds, white backgrounds, anything that a photographer would normally use or an online seller would use so they can take pictures of products and post them on the web. Now, these were people trying to also strategically put things in their background when you could not get a hold of any kind of screen. And this would be used to make themselves virtually impressive. So they were working with what they had, aka bootstrapping. And that terminology, audience, virtually impressive, actually comes from a webinar that I had the pleasure to be on. So although I did not come up with the coin phrase virtually impressive, I am definitely happy to utilize it and share it with you. Now, what kinds of things were put into the background? Well, the first thing that comes to my mind are bookshelves. Maybe a living plant, or what at least looked like a living plant. And if there were awards that hadn't been ever hung up, they were promptly dusted off and put on the shelves. Medals, trophies, you name it, if it was an achievement, it was now on your wall. But more noticeably than anything, bookshelves actually got to take background stage. So lesson one, please test your setup before meetings.
Camera!
Now, one of my best tips for being virtually impressive, you definitely want to test your camera, at least in enough time that you know you're going to have a Zoom meeting, Zoom interview, Zoom appointment, Zoom meetup. You want to see how much the camera is showing on your end. There is a difference on how much a laptop camera shows versus a mounted webcam. Now, most of my sales and interactions with clients are actually telesales. So with telesales, there's no visual. I mean, if a client would like to see me, sure, no problem. Happy to help. But with that request, that also leads to the awareness of what it means being a lady on a Zoom call. Meaning making sure that makeup was Zoom friendly and on point. And actually, because of this, this did lead to a rash of YouTube videos for makeup tutorials targeted to women that had to attend video conference Zoom meetings. Another thing that I found in my Zoom attending journey when I absolutely had to Zoom. Now, when you deal with video, you just have to be ready. You just have to be professional. Now, as for the webinars that I actually had to be on, I found it fascinating to look at the people that had their eyeglasses on. Or, more importantly, Find out which lighting rings people were using by looking to the reflection of their glasses. I don't know about you, but that definitely is one of the things that I'll call a squirrel moment that could be avoided. Be mindful of what you do when on camera. What's going to be reflected, or literally reflected on you, in the camera, if wearing contacts are just simply not an option for you. Now, as a member of the Four-Eyed Club myself, I do always jump at the chance to get anti-reflective coating. I would just suggest that you watch your lighting position and your lighting sources, because there are a lot of distractions going on, and you're just adding to it. Now, I had the opportunity last month to actually buy a photography studio. It came with three lights and two white umbrellas and a black umbrella with like a gold inside. Now, I spent a week working on lighting, and I still don't have it right, but I think I've nailed it recently after looking up something called the three-point lighting system. Now, a word on virtual backgrounds. Now, when it came to B2B sales, one of the things, the very first things I learned was how to make a virtual background. I was able to make one on Canva, which matched my brand, and I was just super duper excited about that. Now, side note, on making virtual backgrounds on Zoom, they're great. However, if you plan on showing somebody something on camera, now an example of this would be a piece of paper, some kind of document, maybe a booklet or a book, virtual backgrounds are not for that. If you need to show some people that kind of thing, know in advance, virtual backgrounds will block them out. So you will need something aesthetically pleasing in your background, maybe that bookshelf, or even a background of some serene, painted scene. Now, when the Zoom bandwagon officially was jumped on, lots of green screens, lots of green paint, green fabric were sold and often hard to find in stock. Now, I had a webinar where there was a teacher, and he actually took the time to paint his office, at least his accent wall, we'll call it, green. So now he has a green accent wall. But it was very clever. Lesson two, know when to upgrade from the 45-minute freemium Zoom, the freemium version. I want to drive this point home because I know some business owners think, I only need the freemium 45-minute version. And I had the opportunity. You see, all this experience is coming from my opportunities of being on webinars. And there was a trainer, and he was teaching something very important on employee benefits. And then I would say maybe the last 5 minutes, I think. Well, Zoom lets you know when your time is going to be up if you have the freemium. Okay. I don't know at what time point that Zoom actually does that, but he also had taken the time to tell us. And by that time, Zoom had already notified us. He let us know that he had the 45-minute version. He stated that he didn't really know why he needed to upgrade from the freemium version. He didn't see the value in it. And even though I know this guy is a trainer and he makes thousands of dollars a month, and I will also take a step further, audience, to add that I have actually trained with this man before. For two straight days in person. Okay. So I've already experienced him before this webinar some years back. So he quickly gave us his phone number and said, if we didn't get anything else or we were missing something from the training, to go ahead and text him to hurry up and write it down or take a picture.
Here's my number. Hope you're recording this. Click.
That was it. Now, since I know I'm going to be running interviews at some point, I took the time to actually get the subscription of Zoom. It's super duper affordable, and I would definitely highly recommend getting it, okay? Because that 45 minutes could come back to bite you in the butt. You also should upgrade for your interviews. Have your backdrop branded, especially if you do a lot of interviewing or even if you're doing the live stream platforms, they all have that capability. Now, the backdrop that I'm referring to is where you have the person, you see them on the screen, and then, of course, the person on the other side, they're being interviewed, and the set is like on a larger backdrop. Now, this is great marketing space. I've experienced it quite a few times. It is very pleasing to the audience eye, and it is called an overlay. Another reason to upgrade is if you're going to run 1 day, 5 day selling webinars. So home offices were beefed up in office materials that were never needed before Zoom at all. Now the product itself, Zoom, you know, had a bunch of various improvements to make it very competitive as compared to GoToWebinar, Webinar Jam, WebEx, and Skype, which were already out there. So they have tried to revolutionize their webinar platform to make it more sellable friendly. Now, I call them gurus, and they're usually teaching you 40 minutes of value, and they're going to sell you in the last 20 minutes their big ticket item on the webinar. So remember, crash course formula: after you sell for 40 minutes on a 1 hour webinar and you're given your 40 minutes of value, sell the last 20 minutes. Okay. And if you are doing a 5 day boot camp, a 5 day transformational workshop, sell at the end of day three. So day three would be your selling point for your big ticket item. One of the other things is when you have webinars, add some waiting music or have your screen shared with a welcome slide versus other signup members that are just joining the Zoom. It looks aesthetically more pleasing to the eye for your window to be able to view versus those people logging on. And then when it's time for the training or the webinar to begin, that's when we actually see you turn on your camera, or we know that you're the one teaching it. Now, I have joined quite a few webinars where in the long game, the value was worth it, but the setup experience of when you first came into the training or the webinar, it was not a great experience or professional. I happened to see quite a few people joining the Zoom. I wasn't sure who was actually teaching. So it was just quite confusing. You know, I didn't need to see four people in boxes doing various things and wondering, okay, who is going to teach me whatever you're going to teach me? So on to lesson three, know your marketing points. You need to know your marketing points when you are hosting. Now, be mindful of what exactly you are sharing on your screen. Zoom definitely has some classes that you could take. So I would definitely get familiar with Zoom. You can select what you like to share and pay attention to permissions if you have someone that needs to share something. Now I've got a couple of questions for you. Are you using your background to market yourself? Now, mind you, this is marketing points when you are hosting. Are you using the profile name to market yourself? I've seen people use their name, then add your business name. I've seen people put their name and maybe their email address. I've even seen people put their name and add a phone number. Did you know that Zoom allows up to 50 characters in the profile name? Not that you need all those characters, but just in case you didn't know, now you do. Quick attendee etiquette notes. Okay, you need to run interference. Okay, you can do this before the Zoom meeting. Most of it can actually be handled before the Zoom meeting. Cats, dogs, children. If you actually have office space where you can shut your door, shut your door. Mute yourself when you do not have to speak. I enter a room already on mute. the user experience, and it is just rude when there is important information being shared and you don't have either a noise-canceling headset, microphone, something to where you can turn off your sound so others can enjoy whatever they're supposed to be learning. Nothing throws off the synergy of the learning experience faster than someone not having themselves on mute. And then the host has to take time from their lesson and the value that they're bringing to mute everybody. Now, I also would definitely say woe to the Zoom people that are on the 5-day challenges. And we can see your arms crossed along with other negative body language. And your closet full of who knows what, or your desk of, or everyone in the background moving simply because there are some business owners, you see them in their habitat that's not an office, that is a habitat. And I just want to let you know that is a video camera off moment. Nobody needs to see all that. And these are business owners. They are not regular, I don't want to say regular people, but they're business owners. So business owners, I am talking to you. There are some business owners that do these things. Now, I'm going to touch lightly on Zoom clothing. Are you business on the top and pajama party on the bottom? And in just a very few webinars that I happened to attend, there were some moments where they were not wearing pants. Please put on some pants, put on some shorts, keep your camera up. Now, as a side note, under the clothing explanation, I'm going to touch on hairstyle. Now, this does sort of matter. It only depends on if you're wearing a headset or earbuds, and combine that with wearing prescription glasses. So please do, you know, make sure that your hair is styled to wear your headset or your headphones, so your headset stays on your head and your glasses don't slip off your face. It's definitely a setup before the meeting. And if you don't need to wear a headset or earbuds, you're also good to go. Before the meeting, if you are not on a laptop, computer setup, and I'm talking to you mobile Zoomers, if you are in your car, that's a video off moment. If you're eating lunch, that's a video off moment. If the camera is not directly in front of your face, the video needs to be off. And ladies, if you are not aware, I'm putting you on notice. Mobile Zooms with your camera on, we don't see your face. Those are cleavage shots. Okay? Those are cleavage shots. So that was my public service announcement for the lady mobile Zoomers and others mobile Zoomers. That goes under the etiquette. Marketing points when you are not hosting a Zoom. Say you're in a virtual networking event. That would be a good time to have some virtual background marketing for you, as well as putting some information, not just necessarily your name. Of course, this depends how appropriate it is if you're going to have a virtual background or some kind of marketing in your name, especially if you are looking for clients. Do be ready to have like a little sticky note, post-it note, whatever the note program in your computer is called, or even Evernote, which is like can fluctuate between the laptop and the mobile platform. And just kind of have your name and what you do and how they can best connect with you in the quickest way possible. That way, if there is a chat and you are prompted to put your information in the chat, you can do so. And by the way, in case you never knew, here is the tech nugget. There's these three dots. And if you click on them, you can actually save the chat. And when the show is ended or whatever you're doing is ended, you will be able to get the chat of the contact information. Now, that's only if chat is enabled. In closing, it doesn't matter what you do for a living. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. By not harnessing the proper Zoom presence, you can be putting digital pinholes in your brand. It can be an overlooked business basic done more often than you think. All right, so no longer will you overlook the business basic by not harnessing the proper Zoom presence. You can now be virtually impressive and not be a virtual hot mess. Now sharing is caring, so tell your Zoom friends.
Lights, camera!
Just take action. So thank you for listening. And audience, here's my call to action. Subscribe to my show. I repeat, subscribe to my show. And here's my call to action. For the people that like extra credit on top of that, go ahead, check out my website, legalhelp4biz.com, to see how we're making a difference in the lives of people with our services. And I look forward to bringing you more overlooked business basics, because once it's revealed, it cannot be concealed. Until next time, I'm your hostess, Lakeisha Mazur. Have a great day.
This has been a Mission Matters Network production. Listen to this show and browse our entire catalog by visiting missionmatters.com.